So you're looking to go to Disney and you need yourself an excuse? Well, look no further. The Disney Podcast Network proudly presents WestFest 07.
Oh, boy.
April 28th and 29th at the Disneyland Resort. For more information, go to www.disneypodcastnet.com. WestFest, the year of a million iRivers. Eightpin Publishing continues to sponsor the Above the Firehouse podcast. For classic Disney photography, artwork, and artists, go to www.8pinpublishing.com.
Good morning, and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the backwoods country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, Above the Firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is looking at all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences. And then every once in blue moon, I do a video cast. Well, everybody, welcome to show 29. We're getting close to 30. Can you imagine that? Darn. Anyway, got a few announcements, as you heard at the beginning. WestFest, that's going to be happening late March. And you can go to www.disneypodcast.net.com for more information. Also, we have another special announcement coming up later in the show. But I have to tell you, this show is for the birds. And you'll understand what I mean. We're going to be doing a little special tribute to the Enchanted Tiki Room, an attraction that actually opened up in 1963. But a lot more of that later. We got to get up to business going, okay? I need to pay the bills, so to speak. Okay, not really. It's that favorite time that everybody loves. You know it. And I know it too.
This week in Disney history.
That's right. This week in Disney history, as we look into things that happen in Disney history. February 5th, 2004, Imagineer artist and Disney legend John Hench passes away at the age of 95 in California. Now, he was an employee at the Walt Disney Company for more than 60 years, and he worked on movies such as got a special effect for Oscar in his work in the 55 film 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and other theme park attractions like Space Mountain. February 6th, 1962, Art Otwell, the voice of Doc in Disney's 1937 animated feature Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, passes away in New York City. On that day in the year 2007, at Epcot Future World, at the Astutor Computer, I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong, an attraction that debuted with the rest of the park in 82, becomes Backstage Magic. February 7th, 2001, diehard Disney fans begin to line up at 5 p.m. Wednesday. That's 15 hours before the 8 a.m. opening the grand opening, in fact, of DCA, Disney's California Adventure. But the official discouraged people from camping out, although the bathrooms are available, there's a limited amount of food and beverages that's offered for sale. And meanwhile, Disney officials dedicated their Golden Dreams attraction at the DCA place with a ceremony emceed by Disney's President Robert A. Iger. Also in attendance are Whoopi Goldberg, the star of Golden Dreams, and singer Renee Goldsberry, who performs the song Just One Dream live with gospel groups from throughout Southern California. And then Disney officials also dedicate an ABC soap opera bistro ceremony attending at the stars of ABC Daytime. Now, during the ceremony, a representative of each soap donates an item from their show to live permanently in the bistro. And that didn't really last that long, now did it? On that day in the year 2003, a memorial tribute to Disney Imagineer David Mumford is held in California. The talented 46-year-old Imagineer, historian, and author had passed away on January 20th. He was also a senior principal show set designer at Imagineering, and he oversaw production of working set drawings for Disney's theme parks attractions such as Journey in Imagination and Figment Attraction at Epcot. February 8th, 2001, Disney's second Anaheim park, the eighth theme park in the world, Disney's California Adventure, officially opens along with its new Grand Californian Hotel. That's right, it took $1.4 billion expansion of what will now be called the Disneyland Resort. Now, the new park, which has its own distinct identity, separate from the 45-year-old at the time, Magic Kingdom, is divided into three main themes. Paradise Pier, okay, Hollywood Pictures Backlot, and Golden State. Michael Eisner dedicated it on this day, and as he said these words, "To all who believe in the power of dreams, welcome. Disney California Adventure opens its golden gates to you. Here we pay tribute to the dreamers of the past, the native people, the explorers, the immigrants, the aviators, the entrepreneurs, the entertainers who built the Golden State. And we are still salute the new generation of dreamers who are creating the wonders of tomorrow, from the silver screen to the computer screen. From the fertile farmlands to the far reaches of space, Disney's California Adventure elaborates on richness and diversity of California, its land, its people, its spirit above, and the dreams that it continues to inspire." Pretty good, huh? Yeah. On that day in the year 2002, Disney officially announces an upcoming addition to Disneyland's California Adventure in a short ceremony celebrating the park's first birthday, A Bug's Land and the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. February 9th, 1986, Magic Journeys, located in Epcot's Journey to Imagination Pavilion, closes. On that day in 2001, it's reported that attendance for the opening day of Disney's California Adventure on February fell far below the estimated 33,000 by 2 p.m. Wow. February 10th, 1960, Disneyland Stagecoach Line is retired, and you could actually ride Gunshot up there for a while or inside and check out Frontierland. On that day in year 2000, after Jim Varney, famous for his earnest character, you know what I mean, Vernon, dies of lung cancer in Tennessee. Now, Varney lent voice to such classics as animated Disney films as Atlantis, The Lost Emperor, Toy Story, and Toy Story 2. You know what I mean? And that's this week in Disney history.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for another stupid Disney joke.
That's right, stupid Disney joke. Mickey calls Goofy over to his house to see the new tree he planted at his home. Goofy arrives and Mickey tells him that he named the tree Pluto. Confused, Goofy asked him, why? Mickey's reply, because of its bark.
Ha ha, get it? Bark. Oh, I love it.
Hey, I made that up. Come on. Gosh.
Hey,
If you don't know now, now you do.
About the firehouse, that's the fun fact for you.
Well, alrighty then. A young Walt Disney's first pet was a Maltese Terrier on his family's farm in Marceline, Missouri. And that's this week's Disney Fun Fact. Tiki Room. That's right. This whole show is dedicated to the Tiki Room right here. So with that in mind, I have a little special announcement about the Tiki Room. In fact, check this out. You're going to like it. It's an event coming up. In connection with the Magic Makers, 8 Pin Publishing, and the Extinct Attractions Club, the 1313 Club will be hosting its first event, the Tiki Room event, on March 31st at the Holiday Inn in Anaheim, California, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., located at 1240 South Walnut Street, Anaheim, California, 92802. Current guests, Bob Gurr, Wally Bogue, Jeff Burke, and Kevin Kidney. Ticket prices for current 1313 Club members, only $35 each, with a $5 off coupon on any Extinct Attraction DVD. If you become a member at the time of the event, you'll receive a $5 discount. You save $15 and get a $5 coupon. Membership is only $25. Ticket prices for non-members, $45 each. We'll have a reception with guest speakers, raffles, and door prizes. Limited edition watercolor art by Richard Byrd. Raffle tickets will be pre-sold, so you do not have to attend the event to have a chance to win. Now, the watercolor art by Richard Byrd, those tickets are $5 each, and you get a chance for a limited edition, one-of-a-kind Tiki Room print. Now, there's only 5 of those available. The stained glass piece by David Byrd, those go for $10 each, and then you have a chance to win this one-of-a-kind Jose the Tiki Bird done in glass, which is about 18 by 9 inches. And after that, we'll be traveling all over to the park to visit the one and the only
Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room.
That's right. That'll be happening at 5:30 p.m. If you're interested in purchasing a ticket at the time, please inquire at www.the1313club.com. We'll see you there March 31st. See you soon.
That's real soon, Tony.
Oh, yes. The Tiki Room event coming up. Don't forget to check that out. Check out the website, www.the1313club.com. You can get all the information there. You can pre-order your tickets, all you need to know, or you can go to 8penpublishing.com, our sponsor, as well. Well, alrighty now. We're doing the Tiki Room special here, so let's just keep on going with the special. Now, the Enchanted Tiki Room exhibit was Walt Disney's very first use of audio animatronic figures. Not being me speaking, obviously. Ever. And it's a wild, rousing cast of over 250. Now, through the years, Walt kind of toyed with the idea of three-dimensional characters at Disneyland. And at one time, he was hoping to create a Chinese restaurant featuring a Confucius-style mannequin man. You know, mechanical. And it would speak out, you know, words of wisdom. Now, originally, Walt thought the Tiki Room would be staged as a dinner and show attraction, although, Imagineering kind of scrapped that idea because the attraction really wasn't practical for Disneyland. It was like, not they don't have enough already, right? So basically what was left was like a 17-minute show full of audio animatronic casts. Now, the Enchanted Tiki Room opened up in June 23rd in 1963, and still today, you have your four little hosts, Jose, Michael, Pierre, and Fritz. Sorry. And they basically lead a company of animated orchards, birds, masks, and all sorts of, you know, cool little things. You know, tiki drummers. And the show was originally sponsored by American Airlines, which is kind of odd, but when you consider that Hawaii was just recently made a state at the time, you know, people were just going there constantly like crazy, like there was no tomorrow. So they were doing special Hawaiian promotions, and the partnership was perfect. But now currently, it's sponsored by Dole Pineapple, and the show even starts before you even be, you know, even get inside. You got a wonderful pre-show, and you get to meet all the cool little, you know, great guests waiting, you know, and they have all, you know, an idea of what's, you know, what's going on. So during the pre-show, guests, you know, watch the powerful tiki gods, you know, Kor, Maui, Pele, Rongo, and Tangaroa. And Tangaroa Roo. Now, once inside the tiki room, you're greeted, you know, by guides, which happen to be talking birds. Now, the show itself is full of, you know, music, choreography, you know, Hawaiian-style music. You know, like the Hawaiian war chant, for example. Aloha to you. And, of course, the show's theme, tiki, 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 boom. And often, Walt Disney would come in, you know, see the show for himself, and he would talk to guests, you know, by asking, so, what'd you think of the birds? The rain scene. Is that something? Huh? And many people actually believe this was Walt Disney's favorite Disney attraction, and unfortunately, this was like one of the last projects that Walt did contribute to the park. Now, the show was shut down for like 7 months for refurbishment and reopened in March 2005. And it was basically commissioned for the new, you know, Disneyland management, and they bid to restore the park as its former glory for the 50th birthday. Now, the previous park management had let things, you know, all over the park, you know, or actually the entire park, you know, go wrong. You know, feathers would fall off, things would slip, you know, trash, everything, and it was horrible. You know, the old animatronics were noisy and they were really slow. They moved at 2 speed, slow and stop. So after the renovation, the original show and storyline remained, but with, you know, digitally remastered audio. It's basically done by the same person who remastered A Musical History of Disneyland in 2005. It has a whole new sound system with both indoor and out. And it's completely new audio animatronics. And these look the same as the previous ones, but they have a completely whole new inside, you know, the total infrastructure. And the updated technology allowed, you know, the Imagineering, the descendants of Wet Enterprise, to create a show that would satisfy, you know, the 21st century. Now, and Key still, you know, it still kept its classic look. So why don't we just take a look at the Tiki Room? Now, this track I'm about to play for you, if you have an idea if it was actually used or not, because I don't remember it, please send me a note at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. The voice is Jose, which is done none other than Mr. Wally Borg, and the show throughout also has help of Mr. Thurl Ravenscroft, Jerry Orbach, just to name a few. So check it out and tell me if you can let me know if this was used or not. These are a series of loops.
Ay, 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 ay. Ah! Oh, buenos dias. Buenos dias and caramba. Up here I am, up here in this here tipi canoe. I have a few thousand things in my feathered brain to tell you about Walt Disney's enchanted tiki room. First of all, right here below me, like underneath, wake up down there. Right here below me is the magic garden. This is where you can sit down on your tail feathers and rest the rest of you. And then you go inside. See? Inside to Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. It is the most amazing show in Disneyland. It is 17 minutes in all. The birds tell jokes, the flowers sing, the tikis chant, and my cousin Jose, he whistles and he croons, me, my, la. Oh, excuse me, sir. Quickly, quickly, take your time and hurry. Get your tickets to Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. And it is air-conditioned. Oh, excuse me. I am allergic to feathers. Get your tickets to Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. Caramba, it is so exciting I forget how to talk. If you think that is easy, you should try it. Amigos, amigos down there, it is me up here. Amigos, Romans, and Disneylanders. Stop walking while I'm squawking. Caramba, we have something really big for you today. It is the world premiere of Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. It is fun. It is Disney entertainment at its most exciting, best kind. It is on the inside, not the outside. That would be silly. In the Enchanted Tiki Room, you sit down on your feather dusters. Inside an air-conditioned theater, you watch more than 200 flowers, tikis, and all my relations. Those amazing birds, they come to life before your eyes. They talk, they whistle, they tell jokes, they sing. Memories, memories. What did you expect, the Vienna Boys Choir? If you think I have talent, wait till you see what's inside the tiki room. For 17 minutes, no one takes a siesta, especially the audience. You have to see it to believe it, and then you will not believe it. Wait till you hear the tikis do the Hawaiian war chant. See, that is what everyone is saying about Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. You wait for the show right here below me in the Magic Garden where the gods and goddesses perform. And then, I said, and then you travel inside for the biggest show in Disneyland. Get your passports, get your tickets right over here for Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. This has been a recording. I do many impressions. I don't want to set the world on fire. But I think this kid behind me is carrying a big torch for somebody. Ah, back to business. Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. The show starts in just a few minutes. Step right over here and get your tickets.
Love that kind of funny song. Oh, now, really cool thing is also you always see nice, you know, as I said, you know, a little film on Hawaii, which was called The Flavor of Hawaii by Dole. And I have that audio for you right now, just no video. So sit on down and listen in as we learn a little bit about the flavor of Dole in Hawaii.
Hawaii was born of volcanic action millions of years ago. Still active today, these volcanoes produce the rich soil which supports Hawaii's lush vegetation. Its rugged landscape is a reminder of the island's explosive origin. It's always springtime in Hawaii. With a rainbow of colors continually in bloom, visitors can appreciate the beauty of these islands anytime. And there's something else they can enjoy too. Pineapple, the flavor of Hawaii. King Kamehameha welcomes visitors to Honolulu, to Diamond Head, and Waikiki Beach to enjoy the sun, the surf, and the sand. Surfing, once reserved only for royalty, is one of the most challenging sports in the world. Perhaps one of the most dangerous, but certainly one of the most exciting. The flavor of Hawaii is also found in the exotic dances of many Polynesian cultures now native to these islands. But the flavor of Hawaii is best enjoyed in pineapple. Grown year-round and harvested by hand, it's transported to the Dole Cannery, the largest pineapple cannery in the world. The fruit is out of its shell and into the can within minutes. After shell and core are removed, the golden cylinders are inspected and trimmed. Skilled hands sort choicest slices. Luau, hukilau, or just a family picnic, the flavor of Hawaii is refreshing in many forms, and Hawaiians really know how to enjoy it. Once so rare, only kings could afford it, pineapple is now known as the king of fruits. Today, it is the symbol of hospitality around the world. The flavor of Hawaii, the beauty of Hawaii, the hospitality of Hawaii can all be summed up in one word, aloha.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, let's chant. Everybody. Now, there's also a little pre-show part as well after that. It's over. We get to meet all of the gods. Now, this special clip has an extended part in it, which you, if you're currently going to Disney now, you'll notice at the end, some of the stuff is not in there anymore. And I believe it was used before, but I'm not sure, but please let me know, podcast at abovethefirehouse.com. Now, what you're not going to be hearing in this track will be like a... noises like that because, well, I couldn't find it. Anyway, let's meet the gods.
My name is Maui. Natives call me the Mighty One. I tamed the playful sun and gave my people time. Now they set their clocks by mine, for I am Tropic Standard Time.
Hello. Ha, Wahine me kyonimana. I am Koro, Midnight Dancer. Today my magic feet no move. My head sore. But last night, all tiki gods have big time. Sam Luau. When drums begin to pound, my head full, big sound.
They call me Tongaroaroo, the East Wind. And I am Hina, goddess of rain. We often travel together, wind and rain, through tropic lands across the seven seas. Come closer, so that you may see what magic there is in fantasy. Some say I torment poor Nagendi, the earth balancer. For when my violent temper rises, the earth trembles on its foundation.
Legends say I'm balancing the earth, but sad to say, I'm just hanging on.
I'm the one who's really sad. When I smile, it comes out mad.
Omauka ea oka aina ika pono.
Me, Rongo, god of agriculture. My land's so good to me, I got time for sport. I fly kite, me number one kite flyer. Too bad, I no have key, then me, I find electricity.
I am Tongaroa, father of all gods and goddesses. Here in this land of enchantment, I appear before you as a mighty tree. Stand back! Oh, mystic powers, hear my call. From my limbs, let new life fall.
Vahini Mekioni Mana, ladies and gentlemen, a small reminder before entering the tiki room. We ask you to refrain from smoking inside, and please do not carry any food or drink into the tiki room. And oh yes, no flashbulbs, please. Our performers are temperamental and easily upset. Thank you for your cooperation. And now, ladies and gentlemen, come with us to a world of joyous songs and wondrous miracles. Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room.
Now, over there in Walt Disney World, they have the Tiki Room under new management, which is a differently themed show, and it starts out a little different. Well, let me let you listen in. I haven't been there yet, but I will be there in December for MouseFest. But for now on, or for right now, hi, listen to this. And you'll notice the voice done by Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, my siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's Joe time.
So it is. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready to put on the show. as is my good friend, Fritz.
Mein goodness, you're all staring at us. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait. We forgot to wake up the Glee Club.
Ole, ole, it's show time.
In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-room, in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away,
hey! Hey! Stop the music! Are you listening to me? I said stop the music! Now listen, you bird brains! If you're gonna keep your jobs, you gotta get hip. I know all about it, see? 'Cause I'm a very famous movie star and all of Hollywood drops my name. Who cares about Aladdin or Jafar? I'm the one with all the looks and fame. I got a million crackers in the bank and I plan to get a zillion more. And you guys will all have me to thank when they're lining up at the door. You are boring tiki birds, I'm a big celebrity. That's why I'm gonna go and change your show. Ain't it great to have a friend like me?
But senor, we've done the same show.
Yeah, since 1963.
My, how time flies. Get a life, you guys. You are ancient history. Can your tails do this? Can your wings do that? Can you bad bird sing? Hip hop or rap? Can you rock and roll? Well, listen here. It's a whole new world, so you better get hit or your audience will disappear. If your show is magic land, grab me right, I'll set you free. You paid your dues, now you birds can't lose. Ain't it great to have a friend, great to have a friend? You can't wait to have a friend, wait to have a friend. You ain't never had a friend like me. Ain't never had a friend like me.
Now, the Tiki 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 Room is really pretty popular. There's been many renditions, like the Chris Calabrese version I played a little earlier while I was talking over it. Now, there's also a little odd version of it, too. A dance craze that kind of got a little out of control. Well, I thought it got out of control in the 90s. The Macarena. And this Tiki 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 Room Macarena style, well, I'll let you listen to it.
Do the Macarena, do the Macarena, do the Macarena, do the Macarena.
Wouldn't you know it, Hillary Duff had to get into it too.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon in the ticky 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 room.
You guys know me pretty well. You think I'm going to play the whole attraction of the Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room? Well, no. I'm going to say that because on March 31st, I'm going to be the guest host podcaster for that event for the Extinct Attractions podcast and here. So I'm going to save all that for as we go there and listen to it live.
This
so you can hear some of our,
land.
You know,
we are in a little village clearing far up some tropical river.
And I...
There is an explorer's launch at the landing.
Hi, Walt.
Let's climb on board and explore the farther reaches of these mysterious waters.
Well, let's do and see what happens when someone writes me an email. That's right. Kenny writes to us, "Hey, Tony, I just want to send you a little note of appreciation on your podcast. I really love your go-easy flow of the shows, including your small mistakes here and there, and it gives the show a feel of reality and is quite comforting. I think I end up cracking up because I realize I do the same thing, so keep up the great work." Yeah! Yeah! Thank you. I appreciate that, though. And, yeah. You know, people say, "Are you unscripted or something?" Well, I do have a script in front of me, but I'm reading off the screen and working with the software at the same time until I can get this other monitor up there. So I have two monitors, so it'll go a little bit smoother. But other than that, yes. So just don't forget, you know, when you guys go to the Tiki Room, remember you learned a little bit from me. But yeah. So I'm going to be the guest podcaster for that, and expect a good show because there's going to be a lot of comedy. We're going to talk to Molly Bogue, Bob Gurr, right here, and I'm going to use it on my show as well. So, with that in mind, I think it's time that I do one little other special promo. So you're looking to go to Disney and you need yourself an excuse? Well, look no further. The Disney Podcast Network proudly presents WestFest 07. April 28th and 29th at the Disneyland Resort. For more information, go to www.disneypodcastnet.com. WestFest, the year of a million iRivers. Boy, you think I like that reverb a lot, huh? Well, that brings us to the end of the show. Wow. Well, thank you for letting me entertain you. Your feedback is important to me, and I would love to hear your feedback and play your voicemails on a future show. You can call me at 818-574-5027 or on that same area for the Skype, APT_A_Productions, or our voicemail, area code 206-203-2268. Don't forget our gallery, which still hasn't been updated. I know I'm fired. AboveTheFirehouse.com/gallery. We got our forums, AboveTheFirehouse.com/gallery. Did I just say gallery again? /forums. And, you know. Hey, I'm a goofball, what can I say? You know? It's free, so sign up. It's painless, and it's easy to do. Help me get a little, you know, conversation going on. There's a few people signed up, but they're not talking yet. And show 30 next week. 30 already. Wow. Hey, don't forget our sponsor, 8penpublishing.com. I'd like to thank Carlene. We've got some giveaways coming as well. So with that in mind, my name is Tony, and we'll see you all again very, very soon on Above the Firehouse. So see you real soon. And peace and chicken grease. Fate steps in and sees you through one
inch. So we'll sing you a little song, and it won't be very long, about so long, so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Filthy hell.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
Huh? What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
That's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.